Looks like we're all here and we have a quorum.
All right, so let's go back to 8, which is the first petition for non-resident walleye sauger fishing season. Tom.
Yes, sir. Again, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. Mr. Chair and members of the commission, two petitions in front of you. We'll start this first one, as you just alluded to, a petition brought forward by Mr. Andrew Rick out of Hartford, South Dakota, asking for a rule change to basically, he's identified three segments along the Missouri River system. There are essentially three tail races, for a lack of better description for that, asking that those particular areas are only available for non-residents from May 1 through December 31. First and foremost, maybe before we continue, commissioners, we did reach out to Mr. Rick. Number one, make sure he was aware that we received the petition. It would be on your agenda. Made sure to inform him that he could be part of the call today and address you as a commission body if he so choose to do so. He did say that due to scheduling stuff, he would not be on the phone, but in the event something did change with his schedule, I think it would be important to quickly ask if he was able to join, if he wanted to address the commission. If not, then I'll give you a few speaking points from the department if you're okay with that, Mr. Chairman. So.
Sure.
Just want to ask if Mr. Rick was able to join the call or if he's on this call right now. Okay. Very good. Mr. Chairman, if you're okay, then I'll just continue on with the discussion points. And again, just want to make sure to give them an opportunity if they were able to join us.
Sure.
So we received the petition. Internally, we had discussions about this, looked at this, and at the end of the day, commissioners, we come to the point of that looking at this from an opportunity perspective for all anglers out there. When we establish our fishing seasons in South Dakota, you know, as you know, we don't have a set time frame. It's open year round. The seasons are structured to provide those opportunities for both residents and non-residents alike here in South Dakota. We also looked at this from the standpoint, when you really look at angling pressure in particular, and in this case, talking about the Missouri River and some walleye fishing opportunities, the highest level of participation in angling use and stuff really occurs in that May, June, and July timeframe. Certainly, there are some of those activities that occur prior to that, but really, when you look at it, that's that peak timeframe when those types of fishing activities occur. So it doesn't really fit within the concept of being requested here. A couple of the things that we looked at and that came forward with this as well is, number one, you know, we have been, as an agency and a commission over the past several years, gone through the rules review, gone through red tape, looking at reducing complexity, complication of rules and regulations out there. And when we look at this would be a step in the contrary to some of those efforts that we've put forward there to make rules and regulations and seasons more simpler and easier to understand. This would create a level of complexity and complication for understanding. And then another point is just a pure enforcement of it as well. Mm-hmm. These are very small segments on the river. You know, you could also have, what if somebody from another state comes back and fishes with a resident family member, for example, and how do you keep track of all that and sort all those things out? So at the end of the day, when we looked at all those pieces of this particular conversation and the petition that was brought forward, we resulted in what we would bring forward to you is a recommendation not to move forward with this, but certainly that's in the hands as you as the commission. Again, I'll remind you that basically you have the two options. Number one, if you approve and like the concept of the petition, you can move forward with that and we will assist you in that rule promulgation process. Or your second option, if you don't believe it has the merit to move forward and deny the petition, then we will help construct a resolution that you would have to take action on to deny it with the reasons for denial. And that's the general approach that would have to be taken, one of those two. So Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I'll turn it back to you for any discussion purposes. I know John Lott and some other staff are on that can help answer some questions if you have any specific ones about the fishing activity itself, but that's where we stand as a department, and back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions or comments from commissioners? Not, we'll need a motion to accept or reject this petition.
Mr. Chairman, Sharp here. I'll move to reject.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the well, I guess we'll read the roll call. And then after we get done with this, Tom, you will prepare a written result, and we'll get that yet, go through it towards the end of the meeting, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yep.
Shall I proceed with roll?
Sure.
Heath?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Walken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring? Commissioner Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.